Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Rejection by Lisa Turkhurst. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Psalm 34:19. The enemy loves to take our rejection and twist it into a raw, irrational fear that God really doesn't have a good plan for us. This fear is a corrupting companion. It replaces the truths we've trusted with hopeless lies. Satan knows what consumes us, controls us. Therefore, the more consumed we are with rejection, the more he can control our emotions, our thinking, and our actions. So what's a brokenhearted person to do? We must take back control from something or someone that was never meant to have it and declare God as Lord. To help us see how we can practice this when the worries of rejection try to control us, here are three things to remember and proclaim. 1. One rejection is not a projection of future failures. It's good to acknowledge the hurt, but don't see it as a permanent hindrance. Move on from the source of the rejection and don't let it shut you down in that arena of life. It has already stolen enough from your present. Don't let it reach into your future. Replace the negative talk that will hinder you. Replace it with praises for God, who will deliver you. 2. There is usually some element of protection wrapped in every rejection. This is a hard one to process at the time of the rejection, but for many of my past rejections, I can look back and see how God was allowing things to unfold the way they did for my protection. In His mercy, He allowed this. 3. This is a short-term setback, not a permanent condition. The emotions that feel so intense today will ease up over time as long as we let them. We just have to watch how we think and talk about this rejection. If we give it the power to define us, it will haunt us long term. But if we only allow it enough power to refine us, the hurt will give way to healing. Father God, I don't understand the situation, but I do understand your goodness to me. Help me replace the fears threatening to consume me with truth. I know you love me, you are for me, and I absolutely can trust you with all of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.